My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Top of the hour, we're going to get super petty about some of the quarterbacks who are inferior to C.J. Stroud around the NFL.
Oh, I love the petty cast.
We'll petty cast it at 8 o'clock today. We'll power rank the power rankings at 9 o'clock today. I am going to guess right now, I'm going to get on the record here at 7:45. We will check the power rankings around the league and power rank the power rankings at 9 o'clock. I'm going to guess, Seth, that the Texans are going to be in the top five of all five of the power rankings that you and I look at on a weekly basis.
Yeah, I think so, especially because a lot of power rankers early in the season go almost strictly on record. McLean does this. There'll be a team that's definitely a pretty good team, but starts off 0-2, and he'll put them like 25th in the power rankings.
They do. They go on record, and I think playing a primetime game against a big city opponent. I know the Bears are not a prominent, like they're not the Chiefs or the Bills or a team viewed as a team like that right now, but that's the third largest city against the fourth largest city. I'm guessing that had a pretty big audience on Sunday night. I'm guessing a lot of people saw it. I'm guessing a lot of people saw the same thing that Ross Tucker saw, or, you know, people, we here in Houston see the Texans a certain kind of way. I like hearing people outside the city and what they have to say about it, especially in exercises like that, where he's like, wow, man, like, I didn't realize the defense was that.
That was, yeah, and trying to be objective about it, I went, I'm reading stuff from Chicago people yesterday and around the league, and I think that as a Texans fan, immediately after that game especially, I think a lot of us were really frustrated because the second half was so annoying in so many ways. It was easy to kind of forget about what the defense had done in the second half because there were so many miscues and missed opportunities on offense that it was frustrating afterwards. I think the vast majority of people who are a little bit more objective than us watched that game and thought, wow, the score doesn't really reflect who the better team is here.
Yes.
So that made me feel a little bit better. I was kicking myself all day yesterday for kicking myself too much. You know?
Yeah.
I was like, why can't I just enjoy this win? D'Amico told me to enjoy the win, and yet I'm not enjoying it.
You know, it's funny too, and this goes into what I wanted to talk about in this segment. I just looked at a text on the text page. Someone said they're in Chicago, they're already ready to move on from Caleb Williams, callers up there, which I could see. I lived up there for 3 years. Like, Chicago is sort of like a Midwest version of the Northeast, where they're crazy. They're crazy about their football, and it's great. I'm guessing the majority don't want to move on from Caleb Williams, but I'm guessing the lunatic fringe may want to move on. CJ has set an unrealistic standard for rookie quarterbacks around the league. And we saw it all offseason. Every segment about Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels and all the other quarterbacks taken in the top 12, which of these guys can have a Stroud-like effect in their rookie year? And the answer is probably every year, probably going to be none of them. Like, like CJ had arguably the greatest rookie year in the history of the league. And so when Bryce Young gets booted after two games in Carolina, CJ Stroud is baked into that storyline, especially because he was drafted right after Bryce Young. And that's an impatient owner up there. I would be willing to bet that if CJ Stroud weren't what he is for us here, Bryce Young might still be the starting quarterback in Carolina based on who ownership is up there.
I think that it's, if you think about some of the best quarterbacks in the league right now and what it was like for them their rookie years, you know, Burrow got injured but was doing some really promising things. I think it was easy for Bengals fans to see what he had in Burrow. I think Josh Allen probably, Josh Allen's first couple years were, even though they made the playoffs in the second year and lost to the Texans in the playoffs, I think that was more of a dicey intro to where people were not 100% sold on him, and then he all of a sudden just turned on the afterburners in whether year three or year four, whichever
year
it was.
Year three, and that's when he got digs.
I think that a lot of them, if you look at just various random power rankings of quarterbacks, it's almost best to be to go to one of two teams. Either a team where, like the Chiefs, or like the Ravens were with Lamar Jackson, where you can sit and be a backup and learn the NFL game, and then you go into an already good situation, an already competitive team. But then in some respects, it's almost better to go to a team like the Bengals, where it's not, like, the expectations aren't necessarily as high, and people are more inclined to hate the owner than the quarterback. And credit to Burrow for doing what he did his rookie year. He wasn't winning football games or anything, but he looked really good. The situation you step into probably really matters. I think the other thing with the Bears is they've just got recent history of taking a quarterback really high in the draft and him not working out, and just they're probably hyper attuned to stepping into the same mess.
Dude, and I would say yes with Fields, and I would say with the Bears in particular, they've never had a good quarterback ever in the history of their team. Like, Jay Cutler has all their passing records. Like, they've never had a great quarterback. Like, most franchises have had at least one quarterback that you can bandy about for Hall of Fame candidacy. You know what I mean? At least, I mean, not maybe not a Hall of Famer, but you at least can discuss it with a straight face being a Hall of Famer. The interesting thing about Mahomes and Lamar Jackson, I'll throw Jordan Love in there too, right? Jordan Love got drafted 26. He sits and watches Aaron Rodgers drafted 24th or whatever. He watches Brett Favre. That is the way to go, probably. I mean, that's probably a better recipe for long-term success than getting drafted by a crappy team high in the draft. You know, the problem with that is it comes with a late first round money as opposed to getting, you know, number one overall. Like, the money dips pretty quickly outside of the top 10 in that first round. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you gotta, like, if you have a, I mean, you don't have a choice in the matter. Teams are going to draft you where they draft you. But if you're, like, hoping for something as a quarterback, it's, you're right, like, for sustainability, if it's like, the smart thing to get excited about would be to get drafted by a really good franchise that has a culture and a history of putting good things around you, as opposed to, like, yeah, I just got picked by the Panthers, number one overall. Yeah, dig me.
The Steelers, man, where, okay, they're going to have a competitive season no matter what, no matter who's their quarterback and what have you. If you can just step in and you've got the right offensive coordinator, that's a pretty good environment.
Yeah, like, the Steelers drafted Kenny Pickett 20th overall a couple of years ago. When that fails, that's on Kenny Pickett.
Right.
Like, Bryce failing is a lot to do with the team he got. I don't like Bryce. Bryce might not be good, but it has a lot to do with the atmosphere that he's in and the environment. If you fail as a Steelers quarterback, that's on you. You know, that's how I feel about that. I think CJ Stroud, man, like, CJ Stroud is setting unrealistic expectations. Like, look, CJ Stroud, you could tell in week two of his career that there was something there. Caleb Williams just spent week two running around getting chased by Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson and Aziz Alshire for a Sunday evening.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
You can text the show 713-572-4610.
I was looking forward to hearing this Chris Long cut because I haven't heard
it yet. We haven't gotten to it yet. Okay, yeah. Let's get to it. Here is Chris Long. People love C.J. Stroud, man. Chris Long. Chris Long expressing this exact sentiment that C.J. Stroud's made it hard on future rookies.
I mean, he made a throw on fourth and one on a knee.
Yeah.
So, you know, sometimes he didn't even need his legs. But he, I've always been impressed with his subtle pocket movements. You know, the guy you had for a very long time in New England, he wasn't the fastest. CJ's not the fastest. But he is very aware of what's going on. He's always got his eyes downfield. And that third and 11 throw was incredible.
Unbelievable.
I mean, he's got these guys in the media, people like us, fans, all messed up because we think there's going to be another CJ every year. That's not the way it goes. Looking at rookie classes.
You have players that get coaches fired, and you have players that keep coaches around for a very long time. And he is one of those players that's going to have D'Amico Ryans there for a very long time.
You know, and I think that, honestly, is one of the things, if you're Bobby Slowick, that's probably tough. I mean, if he gets a head coaching opportunity, it's tough to leave C.J. Stroud and go into the unknown of whichever one of these quarterbacks that we just discussed that don't work out or abject bust or what have you, that's who you're going to hinge your hopes and dreams on. But maybe it just makes it, I mean, does it make it easier to turn down $20 million from the Panthers? I don't know. $20 million per year from the Panthers. I would say if I'm Bobby Slowick, I would make the decision, all right, if the Cowboys want to throw $20 million a year at me to go coach Dak Prescott, I can deal with Jerry Jones. I'll be all right. But no amount of money is worth me going to commit career suicide in Carolina with Dave Tepper as my owner.
No.
And an unknown quarterback of the future.
Yeah. That's, I'd rather, as an OC taking a head coaching job, I'd rather take an already good quarterback and try to get him over the top than I would this unknown rookie, and can he be C.J. Stroud? especially after being with C.J. Stroud for a couple years.
Well, if C.J. ends up, you know, building on and consistently doing what he's been able to do as a young quarterback, it almost comes like that. It becomes that disease of Tom Brady that so many people out of New England have succumbed to. Is that they get out of that nice little bubble where they have Bill Belichick manning the defense and you've got Tom Brady as your quarterback, and all of a sudden you realize, oh, I'm not as smart as I thought I was.
Right.
Oh, this is oh crap, because you try to do some of the same stuff with a young quarterback that you did with CJ, and it doesn't always go that way.
That's right. That's right. All right. We are off and running here on a Tuesday. Good to be with you. Up next, we're going to pettycast it. We've got C.J. Stroud. Other cities have janky-ass quarterbacks. We're going to get super petty about how bad those quarterbacks are, including one that was almost here that got benched and was reportedly caught completely off guard by this. We will get to all that coming up next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.